You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us to give a nod to a British paleontologist who writes in his latest book that the existence of human beings is partially owed to luck.
And a very good morning to you all. Basically, there are two types of listeners out there listening to this Irish screed. There are the regular listeners and there are the irregular listeners. Now, the regular listeners will know that on the off chance that I might actually make a point worth listening to, this is probably because I've just read somebody else's work. And this morning we will have the Gospel according to Richard Forte. Richard Forte is an evolutionary biologist at the University of Cambridge. And thanks to YouTube, I saw a wonderful lecture he gave recently to an audience in Berlin, no less. Richard Forte has fired my imagination with his analysis of our misplaced notions about Darwin, particularly in terms of Darwinism as it might be applied to human activity. He points to the market and specifically competition within the market and how this world is replete with the jargon of social Darwinism, like, you know, companies must adapt or they will die. They've got to stop behaving like dinosaurs. Expansion and growth. These are now seen as measures of progress. Increased productivity will give you a competitive edge because, let's face it, it's a jungle out there. He's making the point that modern-day capitalism seems to be about conquest, about crushing the competitor. And all this talk of competitiveness, so that, what, when you defeat your competitors, you now have a monopoly, is it, on the market? But at what cost? To us, the consumer. Huh? What about richness of diversity? Choices regarding dining options around here sometimes remind me of the cheese counter at the local supermarket. You have a lot of cheese, but you don't have lots of cheeses. Choice and diversity here is very, very restricted, at least compared to the average bog-standard supermarket in France or Spain or Holland. You do have the illusion of choice, for example, on the cereal aisle. You have lots and lots of sugar-coated, multicoloured processed flakes. Loads and loads of boxes of stuff. But almost all of it is actually bad for you. Oh, yes. Expansion. Growth. Progress. We need to take a good long look at what the consequences of these notions are. Expansion and growth are always assumed to be a good thing. Why? Oh, politicians want to grow the economy. We've got to expand our city. Growth is synonymous with survival. Since when? Or worse, growth and expansion are synonymous with progress, which of course is a very nebulous issue. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm glad I don't live in the Middle Ages and have a toothache. I'm sure the pain must have been unbearable. But even you don't need me to tell you that there were certain things back in the day that were better. And no, I'm not trying to be some stick in the mud. Every time I hear the expression, grow the economy, I think, when will you be satisfied that it's big enough? Huh? I guess there goes my chances of being elected mayor. Oh well, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.